Thanks for listening to Schlereth than Evans On Demand, brought to you by Gravina's Window Center of Littleton. If you're in the market for replacement windows, there's only one place to turn. That's Gravina's Window Center of Littleton. Visit them online at windowsforyourhome.com.
Every morning at 8 a.m., we take the best question you have for Mark Schlereth using hashtag question mark on social media and the text line. And now it's time for Question Mark.
All right, this one comes in from Neil on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-1043. There you go again, Mark, being all overly dramatic. This is not a critical game for the Rockies, a must win. It's only the middle-ish of July. What's wrong with you?
Neil. So cute, Neil.
If that's your real name,
yeah.
Neil.
So cute. It's adorable, Neil. Yeah, you know what? No, Dave, don't be in a hurry. Take your time. You know, let Brian Shaw and McGee and let them all work it out. You guys will be fine. You know, we just count on our starters to go 8 every night. We'll be good. No sense in panicking. It's not like the Diamondbacks or the Dodgers or the Giants are going to make some, you know, trade deadline moves and better themselves as a club. You got plenty of time. Don't even worry about it. You're right. You know what, Neil? You're correct. Bump the brakes.
Sarcasm. Sarcasm.
No sense in sarcasm. Having any urgency. Come on. You already heard Nolan Arenado a week and a half ago basically put the whole organization on blast. Of course there's some urgency here. Of course this is a pivotal game. Is it a must win? No, it's not a must win, but it's one of these pivotal games that sets you up to either do something great or to fall back down in the rabbit hole that you were in just a few weeks ago.
Right. It's one, if they lose today, is their season over? No. But if their season falls short, there are games you look back on and like, can easily point to and say, now that was one that hurt. That was one that if they had been able to win, this maybe looks different. Now, for example, if the Arizona Diamondbacks were to miss the playoffs by a game or two, would they look back on last night's game as, oh, God, that one really hurt? No, right. They got beat 19-2. They had pitchers pitching the final. I mean, they had position players
right.
Pitching the final four innings of the game. Who cares? That happens a number of times for the best of teams and the worst of teams during a long baseball season. But
yeah, they, by the way, they had a positional player come in the fourth inning. There was two outs in the fourth inning when a positional player in
Descalso.
Descalso came in. You know when the last time a positional player came in that early? It was like in the 70s, Mike, in the fourth inning. They had that on the broadcast last night. It was in the 70s or something. So, you know, I mean, that game was so out of hand. You're right. That's one that they go, ah, that was funny, you know. Whatever.
On to the next one.
Yeah.
But if you're the Rockies, you are 2-6 this year against Arizona. You just snapped a 9-game home losing streak to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
This is the rubber game of a 3-game series. It's a 2-game swing game. You either go 2.5 back or you fall 4.5 back.
Right.
Of Arizona. You got Kyle Freeland on the mound. Your ace right now. He's your best pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
These are ones you have to get.
Yeah.
And these are the ones that if you don't make the playoffs and it's by just a few games, this is the kind of game you'd point back to and say, ugh.
Yeah, that hurt. There are certain games during the course of the season when you look back at them, you don't necessarily know when you're going through it, but there's certain games when you look back on the season and go, that was one of the catalytic games in our season that really launched us either into a good place or launched us into a bad place. And this to me could be one of those. This could be one of those games. I just think it's an important game.
But this isn't one that you even have to put in the category of I didn't know it at the time, but looking back, I know it right now. Yeah,
exactly. That's the difference in this one. I got it. You know, I hate to do this. I hate going, I hate kind of steering or veering us off. But when I get something in my head and then I think to myself, I just can't let it go, Mike.
Ah, what the heck? Go ahead. We'll go down this rabbit hole for a little bit. Go ahead. What do you got?
Where does the term the rubber game come from? Does it even make sense, the rubber game?
Well, back to the Google machine I go. Can I get some effort in music?
What is the rubber? Like, does that make sense?
The other
sense?
Day we were trying to figure out...
This is the rubber game.
Proof in the pudding.
Proof in the pudding. This is the rubber game. The rubber game.
Let's see.
Do you either bounce forward or bounce back? Is that why it's a rubber game? It's bouncy? Everywhere I go. What'd you get?
Well, I'm struggling.
See? Where does the term
come
from?
There does not seem to be any clear... understanding, etymology of where this came from.
The rubber game.
Apparently it came from... The Huff, unless I'm missing something, I don't.
This is what popped up when I.
I guess it could go either way, right? It's stretchy. Mm-hmm. It could stretch this way or that way.
This is what popped up in the Google machine. Most sources date the use of the term rubber to refer as a tiebreaker as far back as 1599, and the term had migrated to card games by the 18th century, referring to a tie-breaking game as a rubber match. And it's commonly in a variety of other sports and games, from bridge to baseball.
But why rubber?
Damn it, Mike, I don't know. Because you're going back and... I don't know. When a man and a woman...
right.
Fill in the blank. I don't know.
See, I mean... These are the kind of things that I sit on planes and think about. Like, why rubber game?
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
Yeah.
No, you're right. We totally call it the rubber game.
You said that back in the 1500s, and think about back in like even the 1800s. I mean, it was a whole different, the rubber match, and it was a duel, you know? Well, he lost the rubber match. We're going to bury him. Like, all the way back then. There's a lot of significance.
I mean, rubber bounces, right? You know, maybe it could bounce either way.
Who cares?
Anyway.
Okay.
I indulged you. We went down that road. But yeah, I think...
We still don't have an answer, though.
No, we don't have an answer for rubber game, but we do have a consensus that this game falls under the category as close as you can get to a regular season must win. How about that?
Okay. I'm fine with that.
All right.
And it's a rubber game.
And it's a rubber game. Hey, I'll throw it out to the RamosLaw.com text line, because you people know stuff. So you're like our very own Google machine. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever we have a question, we just say, texters, please. You know, it's like Alexa, you know, texters, please help us out. And they respond. More ESPN questions that they had throughout the course of the week, just going division by division. Who's going to be the best newcomer in the division? Who's the rising star in the division? Who's on the hottest seat in the division? Here's one for you. Who will be the division's MVP? Who is going to be the MVP of the AFC West?
I'm DF Doe.
MVP of the AFC.
He's certainly on the list.
MVP of the AFC West. All right. Can we eliminate... anybody from Kansas City?
Well, I mean, if Kareem Hunt were to go out and lead the league in rushing, you could probably make a case for him.
Right. So we probably can't. And he's probably going to be really important considering you're breaking in a young quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm. So, we'll make a little list. I'd put Kareem Hunt on it.
Okay. Kareem Hunt is in. Okay. But that's the only guy that really makes sense to me, right?
For the Chiefs
as a potential.
Kelsey, your son-in-law?
No, it's just like it's going to be really, I think it's really hard to be the MVP from the receiver position.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I respect that. All right. Anybody from the Raiders? You got
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. Khalil Mack?
Yeah, I suppose you could put Khalil Mack on there. Okay, what about the Chargers?
Knock on wood!
Joey Bosa?
Bosa.
And
Rivers? Melvin Gordon? Running back?
I don't.
No?
No, he just doesn't do a whole lot for
okay.
me.
Okay. And Broncos. Vaughn?
I'm DFW.
Case Keenum?
Case?
The thing I like the most about Case is he's got big balls.
Freeman?
No. 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 I just can't see. I just can't see. If the Broncos are going to win the AFC West, it... Well...
That's what I'm saying. What if Freeman...
All right, I'll put him on the list.
Okay.
Is that it?
Anybody else?
Anybody else on defense?
Anybody else on the defensive side?
Probably not.
No.
Okay. Chubb? No.
No.
I said Chubb?
Chubb!
Maybe a little bit more? More Chubbs?
Chubb!
Thank you. Alright, so Vaughn, Case, Freeman, Kareem Hunt, Derek Carr, Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, Phillip Rivers. You pick an MVP. It will be...
Phillip Rivers.
I agree.
That kind of hurts too, doesn't it? Phillip?
Why is it hurt?
Because you got to pick somebody from the Chargers, and Phillip is just kind of...
Well, we're being honest. I mean, right. this isn't rooting. We're just giving you an honest opinion. I mean, if you had to bet the mortgage right now on which team would win the AFC West, it would be, for me, be the Chargers.
Knock on wood.
Me too. Be the Chargers, and
I don't want to be the Chargers, but I'm saying if I had to wager my mortgage, I would.
Right.
I'd say the Chargers.
And be Woody, and if, Woody from Toy Story.
And if it's going to be the Chargers, then wouldn't you think it'd be because of Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, or Woody from Toy Story.
Correct.
There's a snake in my boot. You ever watch that guy run? He looks just like Woody from Toy Story, all gangly, pumpkin pie haircut. He's good, though.
You know, there is actually one other MVP candidate we left off this list.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's not a player.
It's a... Marquette King?
No!
The King is here.
No. John Gruden.
Gruden.
Because here's my...
Beautiful banana.
Here's my take on Gruden in Oakland. Is that... And I've you and I have talked about this before. It is either going to be boom or bust. It is either going to be a spectacular success with Gruden in Oakland again, or it's going to be a spectacular failure. I do not see it being just sort of 8-8, run of the mill, boring with John Gruden in Oakland. It's going to be really good or really bad. And so
you tend to think it's going to be really bad.
I do, yes.
And I tend to think it's going to be really good.
Really? Oh, no, this is the first I've heard about this. Really good?
Yeah.
Why?
I think there's...
Spider 2Y banana.
I think there's some excitement. I think there is a culture shift. I think that the first couple of years, John Gruden fires you up. You love playing. You know, eventually probably wears thin on a lot of guys, but I think you get that initial shot in the arm, Mike. Excitement. Rally the troops.
He did have a good run in Oakland.
It's like Back to the Future. It's weird.
8-8, 8-8, then 12-4, 10-6. That 10-6 year, was that the... No, 2000 was the Tuck Rule game, right?
Yeah, Tuck Rule.
Yeah, when they were 12-4.
And they lost in New England.
Yes, that's why I said it was the Tuck Rule game.
That's when that whole Tuck thing came into
vogue. Yes, the Tuck rule happened in New England. That's why it's called the Tuck rule and the Tuck rule game. But his last 3 years in Tampa, he was a 22-26 head football coach. And his last year coach, he was 2008. It's been a decade.
A decade.
I just don't see it being boring down the middle. It's going to be either really good or really bad. And the fact that he's going to come, and you're right, he's already, I mean, his camp is going to be one that's going to be interesting to follow, because it sounds like it's going to be, as much as you can make a training camp in today's NFL hard, he's going to do it.
Oh, yeah, he's going to try to get as much contact as you can possibly get. You know what's interesting about that? You talked about Jacksonville being your AFC Super Bowl pick. When I spoke with Doug Marrone, their head coach, he talked about the fact that they pushed it to the limits of physicality, what is allowed. He's like, you know, it's not like back in the day, but he goes, I guarantee you we had the most physical practices and the most physical training camp of anybody in football. And really believed in that set a tone for who they were going to be from a toughness standpoint. We always talk about it in Bronco camp the last couple of years, just like it's crazy how little contact there truly is, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I think so John Gruden is going to make it as physical as he can possibly
so
make
the
it.
Reason I put it as an MVP, that if the Raiders are really good this year, it will be a direct correlation to the arrival, presence of, shaking things up of John Gruden. In which case, he could probably go down as the MVP. Now, it would end up being probably Derek Carr that would reap the benefits, because if Gruden is going to make that kind of huge impact, the guy that will benefit the most will be Derek Carr.
Right.
So he'll be your MVP.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's face it. 2 years ago, Derek Carr's really like an MVP candidate, breaks his leg. He doesn't win the MVP. Last year, you know, it just wasn't as good a year. So if he comes back and has a great bounce back year and plays exceptionally well, like Gruden's going to get a lot of that credit, but Derek Carr would be their team's MVP. And one of the reasons Gruden came back, and Gruden's had multiple opportunities, you know, I know him pretty well, multiple opportunities to come back with other teams. He wasn't coming back unless he had the right quarterback. He'd be the first to tell you can't win without a quarterback. And I wasn't coming back without one. I mean, there are plenty of teams that'll give you an opportunity. He had a great job. I mean, people say, well, the game's passing by. I just think that's silly. That guy is more dialed in. His brother coaches in the NFL. You don't think when he's sitting down with Andy Reid, he was on the staff with Andy Reid back in Green Bay in the day, they are keeping up together? He gets the film delivered to him at the Fire Football Coaches Association or whatever it is. He gets the film delivered every week. Different NFL teams are sending him stuff all the time. You think he's not keeping up on the game?
I don't know what to make of Derek Carr yet. Do you? Because if you look at the numbers, he's barely a 60% completion guy, and that seems to be the mark you have to be at. Poor Josh Allen had to learn that firsthand. I mean, he's only a 61% completion guy in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He's never thrown for 4,000 yards in a season. But he's got a really good touchdown-interception ratio. This guy in 4 years in the NFL has thrown 103 touchdowns to only 44 picks. An average Derek Carr season is 26 touchdowns and 11 picks.
It's pretty good.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good. It'll be, you know what'll be interesting to me?
Plus, he looks great in eyeshadow.
We didn't have great eyes.
What?
You got a picture of that. You telling me he doesn't wear a little mascara? Like a pirate.
You think?
Like Jack Sparrow. No. Come on. It always looks like he's got, like, eye makeup on.
I think it's because he's got deep inset eyes with eyebrows that hang over them a little bit. Like, he's got a, like, he's got a little Skeletor to him. Remember that cartoon, Skeletor?
Yes.
He-Man.
He-Man.
Right?
Yes.
He does. And that's why it looks eyeshadowy.
It does look, but it, you agree with me? It looks eyeshadowy?
It does look a little eyeshadowy.
Hey, I think we figured out the whole rubber game thing.
Oh.
I think we got
okay.
it.
Okay. Good.
Rubber bridge is a form of contract bridge played by two competing pairs using a particular method of scoring. A rubber is completed when one pair becomes the first to win two games. A new game ensues until one pair has won two games to conclude the rubber. But yet we're back to why was it called the rubber?
Who cares?
I think it speaks to a certain amount of elasticity that could go either way.
Back in the 1500s, though, they didn't have rubber, Mike.
They didn't have rubber in the 1500s?
Do you think that they manufactured rubber back in the 1500s? Because if you think that, you're wrong.
But they had a rubber tree plant.
Ooh.
And just what made that little old ant think he could move that rubber tree plant? Because everybody knows that an ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But
why don't you sing that? Because people love it when you sing.
I hope so.
Who cares?
Scott?
What are we doing?
Yeah, rubber was invented in 1839.
Boom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was everybody doing without rubber back in the 1500s?
Who cares?
Well, you think they're just sitting around going, I wish I had some rubber. But it hasn't been invented yet. I wish I had something bouncy that I could jump on. That'd be fun. If only something bouncy were invented. I wish I had a long strand of something bouncy I could shoot at my buddy from across the room.
Hmm. All right. So anyway, rubber game for the Rockies tonight. Today. And after the game. Oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be really good. Tonight coming up at 6 p.m., our Rockies 25th anniversary special at Jackson's Lodo. Kyle Freeland will be there pitching today, and then he'll be hanging out. Boy, I hope he pitches well. Along with Zach Bye and Sandy Clough for the special.
Yeah, what if he gets shelled?
Live
like
broadcast.
Shelby Miller did in the first inning, and then he'll be a real joy to be there.
Because you know that Sandy will be like,
bow chicka bow wow.
Yeah, Sandy will be just like,
shoo, Kyle. Tough one today, huh?
Yeah. What happened?
Bet it must feel kind of awkward sitting here right now, huh?
Yeah.
Sandy. Shows no mercy. Right. Anyway, hold on. The Rockies 25th anniversary trivia contest after the broadcast with a chance to win great prizes. Thanks to Coors Light and the Play Ball exhibit at the Colorado History Center. Now, Kyle Freeland seems like a real stand-up dude, and win, lose, or draw. In this, the rubber game, look for him to be there and be very entertaining. So back to the news desk there with Scott DeHuff.
Very important news, guys. This is coming in from a text, so I believe it to be true. Most experts will agree that the term rubber game, refers to lawn bowling, when either two balls rubbing together, a game losing mistake, or the final game's potential to rub out or erase the losing team.
Ooh,
that makes sense.
Erase the losing team, because erasers are made of rubber.
Boom. Boom. Lawn bowling is just croquet, right?
Lawn bowling?
Yeah.
No, lawn bowling's like where you bowling on grass.
Who cares?
Who does that?
You've never done that?
No, like I've played a lot of croquet.
Have you ever played bocce ball?
Bocce ball is awesome.
So that's lawn bowling.
I think. I don't know.
No, I don't think.
Similar.
Yeah, it's the same thing, only different.
Okay, by the way, Stink's new nickname, the derailer.
The derailer! Yes! Yes! If but Kobe Bryant is, if Kobe Bryant can give himself Black Mamba and LeBron James can give himself King James, Mark is now, self-imposed nickname is the derailer.
How many people do you think that were driving around I-25, headed to work today, have gotten to work and the first thing they did was Google, how did you come up with the term the rubber match?
That's true. It is actually not the first time that I've thought about where did that term come from. But now we know. Lawn bowling. What was that definition again there, DeHuff?
Basically, if you want to rub out your opponent.
Behave.
You guys are gross.
I almost don't even want to say anything else. Yeah, just let that hover. Linger for a while. Anyway, coming up, my goodness, Tony Romo is in the business of predicting Super Bowls. Who does he have in the big game? We'll tell you next. So Tony Romo, who is the object of Mark Schlereth's jealousy, because Tony Romo came right off the playing field and got the number one broadcasting job at CBS.
That's not true. I mean, he did get
really,
that.
Really, Mark?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Right, yeah, really.
Really, Mark?
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
No, that's not a lie. There's no jealousy.
Hmm. So when I Google
jealousy?
Tony Romo,
mm-hmm.
Super Bowl pick.
Tony Romo, Super Bowl pick.
Former NFL quarterback Tony Romo, Super Bowl prediction. Fox Sports, Tony Romo picks his Super Bowl winner. Tony Romo predicts Packers, Jaguars. Tony Romo predicts Jaguars will play in Super Bowl 53. In fact, we even have the audio.
If I was picking right now, I'd probably go with Green Bay versus Jacksonville. I think that would be just a tentative, rough guess here in the summer months.
So, that's just too good.
This is funny for you.
This is too good.
Okay, go ahead.
So I just Googled Mark Schlereth Super Bowl pick.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that pops up, Schlereth, Bronco fans should want the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
If I legitimately made a Super Bowl pick, Mike, do you think any publication would care who I picked?
They care about Tony Romo.
Yeah, obviously. It's all those Super Bowls he won. How many times did he go to the Super Bowl? How many times did he lead the Cowboys to the Super Bowl?
That'd be none.
Oh.
Now, weird. In all seriousness,
weird.
Here's what happened when I started to type Mark Schlereth Super Bowl. You know what the first thing that came up was? Mark Schlereth Super Bowl rings.
Boom.
No joke.
That's it. Right there. In all their glory.
That is kind of funny, though. The first thing I saw was Schlereth, Bronco fans should want the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
Tony Romo
likes the Jaguars and the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's great. That's perfect.
I think Jacksonville is a great pick to go back to the Super Bowl. You don't think that how close they came last year. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Was it Jalen Brown? Not Jalen Brown. Jalen
Ramsey?
Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
It was Jalen Ramsey who picked up it was Miles Jack. I'm sorry. Thank you, Ben. It was Miles Jack that picked up what should have been a fumble. Was a fumble. Come on. I mean, it was a fumble by Deion Lewis. He picked it up and went scampering the other way. It would have been the touchdown that put the game away. But they didn't get the call. And we know what happened. But they were that close.
Right.
That close from going on the road back-to-back weeks to beat Pittsburgh and New England to go to the Super Bowl. You don't think that they're going to come back a year older, wiser, humbled, yet determined, with the intent of finishing the job and going to the Super Bowl this time?
I think everybody has the intent of finishing the job and going to the Super Bowl. You're going to play a tougher conference. You won your division, so you're going to play a first-place schedule. You weren't exactly an offensive juggernaut throughout the season. I think there are a lot of things that are going to make that more difficult.
Obviously. All right, so
you're not sneaking up on anybody
outside of New England. If you can't put New England in the Super Bowl from the AFC, who would be your team?
Well, it would be hard to pick against. I mean, let's face it. It'd be hard to pick against the Steelers with the talent the Steelers have.
I don't know. There's something missing there with Pittsburgh.
Well,
There's something missing there.
I get it. I get it. People don't trust the Steelers. They don't trust the drama that goes on and all the stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but still, with the talent, you can't deny the talent, correct?
No. I mean, they'd be right there, but they wouldn't be my non-New England pick.
When you look at the
Jacksonville beat the crap out of Pittsburgh twice last year in two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jacksonville's Pittsburgh's daddy.
You do?
Yep.
Yo. But look at this. Look at this. Like New England, Buffalo, Miami, New York Jets, New England. Anyone in there really give you?
They're going to coast. They're going to coast. They're going to coast.
Ravens, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh in the north.
That's Pittsburgh through and through. Yep.
Texans, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Tennessee.
All right. Well, now that starts to get a little interesting. Only because what are you getting from Andrew Luck, and what are you getting from Deshaun Watson?
Right.
Now, Deshaun Watson. If Deshaun Watson picks up where he left off, and you got J.J. Watt back, and you got was it Whitney Merciless back?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guys at that. And then Houston becomes formidable.
Right.
Houston becomes real formidable. Houston might be a nice, you know, if you're looking to make a nice little long shot pick.
It's just one of
Vegas,
the reasons.
Houston might be a way to go.
One of the reasons it's hard for me to pick Jacksonville to represent the AFC, you just look at their division in general. Theoretically, Indianapolis, if Andrew Luck is healthy, should be a lot better football team. Houston should be a lot better football team. The Tennessee Titans were in the playoffs.
Do you know that Andrew Luck is currently throwing a college football because he's not yet comfortable throwing an NFL style size football?
Good luck with that.
Well, I mean, how big a difference is... It's a little bit smaller, right?
Yes.
College football?
Yes. So, again, just let's wrap it up. If you can't pick the Patriots in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl.
What about the Chargers?
Knock on wood!
I think the Chargers win the West, but I don't think they're a Super Bowl team.
See, I think the Chargers have pretty good defense. Back end and front, and the linebacker core at Jacksonville will be better than the linebacking core of the Chargers, but I think they're pretty good, and they got a much better quarterback.
All right, so here's your pick, non-New England. You got Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Chargers, Chiefs. You're right. Never mind. Take them out. You're right.
It's adorable.
Texans. Who goes to Super Bowl?
Chargers.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
What's worse, me picking Chargers or me picking New England?
Oh, New England.
Huh. Chargers are in our division.
Yeah, but that speaks to what we're going to talk about next. Ooh. The idea that Bronco fans are okay with the conversation we just had. I'll tell you why they're okay. Normally they would be seething. I will tell you why they're okay with the conversation we just had. Next. Ordinarily, if we had had a conversation like the one we just had, just casually tossing out teams that we would expect to go to the Super Bowl this year out of the AFC, Tony Romo picks the Packers and Jaguars, and we're discussing teams to come out of the AFC, and we debated Jaguars, Steelers. If you had to make a non-Patriot pick, Jaguars, Steelers, Texans maybe, and your pick, Chargers. Normally that would drive Bronco fans crazy, because we didn't even come close to bringing up the Broncos in this conversation.
Right.
Normally it would drive them crazy, but I think the vibe I'm getting is that most fans are like, I don't like it. Kind of feels like I'm chewing on grass, you know, glass hearing you guys say that stuff, but I understand the reality of the situation, and the reality of the situation is we can't legitimately go into this season thinking Super Bowl or bust. And that simply making the playoffs, even if it was a short stay in the playoffs, would represent a success and a step forward. You getting that same feel?
What did the text line? Did one person complain about us not putting the Broncos as a potential Super Bowl pick for the AFC? Like, did any one person even mention? How come you guys aren't mentioning the Broncos? My guess is nobody said anything.
No. Now, they're picking apart some of the teams, picking apart the Chargers. Oh, I could never see that happen with Philip Rivers, all that stuff. But I don't.
But that's your, I'm not that's getting, your I'm dislike not, for Philip
right.
Rivers.
I'm not getting, you know, like this one. Philip Rivers can't win the big one. You know, that kind of thing. I get it.
Yeah, see, that again, that's your disdain for Philip Rivers.
Right.
But you look at, you know, it's
Ryan in Missouri. Broncos! Okay.
Way to go, Ryan.
Way to go, Ryan. You're the only one.
If you look at the AFC, I mean, the AFC, Mike, and I know this is cyclical, but this is like the NFC's JV team. You look at the teams, I mean, you look at the East, like the East in the AFC. You got New England, Miami, Buffalo, New York Jets. Hey, in the East and in the NFC, you got the Eagles, the champions. Are the Giants going to have a bounce back season? The Cowboys should be good. The Redskins, Alex Smith. You look at the North, you got the Lions are a good team. Green Bay Packers get their quarterback. Minnesota went to the NFC championship game. They've got, you know, Kirk Cousins. I mean, the NFC South, Atlanta, they could win that division. The Panthers could win the division. The New Orleans Saints could win the division. Tampa's the only one that's questions. AFC West, physical, with the Rams. You talked about the Rams being your Super Bowl pick. Will the Seattle Seahawks have a bounce back? Your San Francisco 49ers got better with Jimmy Garoppolo last year. Arizona. I mean, there's some pretty doggone good teams in the NFC. I mean, the AFC is like the little brother.
Yeah, the Jacksonville pick is solid from Romo. But the Packers, man, I would put the Packers behind the Rams in no particular order. Behind the Eagles, the Rams, Falcons, Saints.
That's a Aaron Rodgers is back.
But doesn't that seem like you're putting a little bit too much faith in Aaron Rodgers? I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong, but Aaron Rodgers is, you dropped something out of that. Aaron Rodgers is starting to enter that Peyton Manning phase where despite all of his brilliance and despite his numbers and despite how everybody looks at him and is like, wow, there is that nagging, yeah, but he's only got one Super Bowl.
Right. There is some of that.
Right? Is Aaron Rodgers now in Peyton Manning territory where he has to win another Super Bowl in order to cement his standing among the all-time great quarterbacks?
Yeah, we don't even talk about Aaron Rodgers. When we talk about, we consistently talk about him being the best quarterback in football.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the best of, greatest of all time, he doesn't even enter the conversation.
You done messed up, A.A. Ron!
You talk Tom Brady and you talk Joe Montana. Aaron Rodgers is amazing.
Last question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fair one.
Yeah.
Can you guys please explain why Case Keenum can take a Vikings team to the NFC Championship but can't contend with a Broncos team with Vaughn and friends? It's a great question. It's a great question. NFC, top to bottom, is tougher than the AFC. Case Keenum took the Vikings to the AFC NFC championship game. Got blown up, but who cares? He was there.
Mm-hmm.
So if he could do it there, why can't he do it here? Now, the million-dollar question. What he had for a supporting cast there versus what he has for a supporting cast here.
I think
how much of a difference is it?
Yeah, I think everybody looks at the Vikings as a more complete team, top to bottom, a more complete team than the Broncos have, more complete roster, I guess I should say. I'll tell you the other thing, and he probably doesn't get enough credit. I think Mike Zimmer's a hell of a football coach. So you've got a more complete roster, top to bottom, and I don't know that there's any arguing that. And I think you went about your business this offseason of trying to, you know, supplement that roster, especially in the draft. And I think you've done a pretty good job of that. But I think, I don't think anybody would have a moment's hesitation saying, hey, yeah, you know, top to bottom, the Vikings have a better roster. And then, you know, as currently constructed, you have a better head coach. That's not me taking a shot.
No, it's not.
It's just the way it is.
Fair. It's fair. Look.
You think about Zimmer. Zimmer was a defensive coordinator for decades before he finally got the chance to be a head coach. And I know a bunch of guys that played for Mike Zimmer, bunch of defensive players who would unequivocally tell you that he's the best coach they've ever played for.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Darren Woodson. I just know I know a lot of guys love Zimmer, okay? Love him. It took him decades to get a head coaching job. Vance coached 1 year as a coordinator in this league and got a head coaching job.
I get that. But to me, it still comes down to the personnel. And the Vikings' personnel is good. It's solid. And the Broncos have been a virtual wasteland on offense since Peyton was here.
Mm-hmm.
Huge talent drain on offense. And their defense has slowly been chipped away at. It's not as formidable as it was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just not as good of a football team. Which is why, as much as everybody's talking about Case, and I get it, but you know, you talk about themes and stuff, you know, the kids better be all right. Kids better be all right for the Broncos. And I'm talking about the last two draft classes. Garrett Bowles, Jake Butt. All the guys they drafted this year, these guys better be legit. Because if this thing's going to turn around, and it can, but it's going to be because a whole new, young, emerging core, especially in offense, develops before our eyes.
The reason that
they better be legit.
The reason that the New Orleans Saints went from 3 straight years of 7-9 to playing in the divisional playoff game against Minnesota, because the kids were all right. Rams check at right tackle.
Yep.
Lattimore at cornerback. Kamara at the running back position, right? Alvin Kamara at the running back position. They had a bunch of young players step up and play great football. Put them over the top. Mike Thomas, receiver nobody talks about. Phenomenal young talent. Second or third year, whatever he was. That's what happened to them.
We're done. Have a great vacation.
Hey, you too.
It should be fun.
Guy?
Yeah, you too, guy. Your guy's weekend this weekend, mine next weekend. Oh, all kinds of hijinks.
Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery. Shenanigans.
No.
All that kind of stuff. All right, so we're going to make way. Guess who's back? Pritch is back.
Mm.
And he's going to be hanging out with Dan Jacobs in for Cecil. They're coming your way next.